Während das Mem und mein Alef, we did not end Rashi, Loshin Acha Mishem Mukta. The Gemara explained that the Gemara had a lot of kashas. And Rav Chana, what was the psak of Rav Huna? Rav Huna told them, Vim imu toli lei lei shokol. If they hung it up, so you should not take the meat. So the Gemara understood that means that if they hung it up, you're not allowed to take it out of the. So you weren't kind of, it wasn't kerag lecho. The Gemara asked, why not? So the Gemara answered, Rav Chana bach ani lo begaver rabu v'toret b'shmaite v'ochi kom alei. Tia taliso is loch simona begaver le'mesachto daitech minei. Tilshke v'inu tolu loch masachto daitech b'lei tishko. So Rashi says, an loshon acha mishum mukze. Now I think pshat in Rashi is as follows. We had Rashi before and daf lamed zayinam at base. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, but Rashi said a yesod that if they have two shutfim on the behemah, so the chelik of Reuven, you have Reuven and Shimon, so the chelik of Reuven is mukta to Shimon. That's not called minamuchan to Shimon. Shimon has no intentions whatsoever to eat Reuven's meat. So if Reuven decides to give him the meat, so it's mukta. Now, the Megina Shloimeh said, Pshat Isis es takasham Rashi, that you're allowed to melichen monis and yontif. So the Megina Shloimeh said, that's asking from a friend. From a friend, so then there, he's not maximidaita, but someone else's meat, he's maximidaita. That is Shitas Rashi, Tav Lamed Zayin Amed Beis. I think Rashi is saying the same thing over here also. And Chad is that if he hung it up, so that's his meat. You know, he brought the meat, and even though he's angered on the learning, but he knows he has meat, and he's going to use this meat. But v'inu tololoch, so l'chayra, I think Chad is v'inu tololoch. We can't say, according to the Rach's Chad, that he had told them to hang it up for him, because then it's ichanat mukse. L'chayra Chad is, I think I had mentioned yesterday that Inu Tanaloch means that the butcher hung it up. The butcher hung it up, they delivered it, and they hung it up on the Briach HaDelet, and he was in Gansen involved in learning, so Memelev, he didn't take it from them, so he sees meat there, so he has no intentions whatsoever to use that meat, that's not his meat, it wasn't delivered to him, so Memelev, so it's Take Mukta, it's Loi Sishko. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, ein Maschkin, one is not permitted to give to drink, b'sheuchtim es hamidboris. These are behemoths which are roye ba'afor. That means that afor was a place that the behemoths used to pasture on. So one is not permitted to be mashke them and to shech them. Avul mashkin v'shoichtin es habayosis. The domesticated animals, one is permitted to give them to drink and to shech them. Elohein bayosis, which are considered domesticated animals, which are aimed to be used, it wasn't maximidaitoi, halonais beir, that come each night to the ear, they go out by day to pasture, and they come back at night. Midborios, which are considered the midborios, halonois ba'afol, that they don't come back each night. So memela, so these were not oimed to be geshochten, and then they were brought in yontiv, so memela, it wasn't daite aleihem. Let us see Rashi, ein mashkin v'shechnes a midborios, mishum mukte, but more of a forish, am I not at mashkin? Zuck the Gemore, lomali lameima mashkin b'shoichtin. So the Gemore answers, milse agab urchei kamash malon, Lishke inish behemtoi vahod alishchoi, that a person first give the behemba to drink and then to be shechted, mishum silche de mashe, the mishre, because the skin is attached very much to the meat. It is difficult to skin the animal, but if you give it to drink before the shechita, so that loosens, that lubricates the dibuk, and therefore it becomes easier to separate the skin from the meat. Let us see Rashi, Milsa agav uche de tane, behavale laruye bebehemis mima teres umi asure. That means like this, the Rashi brings down a shayla, if it is mukze, is this true, ein mashkin v'shoif temes amet boris? Is there an iser to be mashke amet boris, which is take mukze l'shchite? First, the Rashi says, even though it's mukse, you're allowed to be mashke. And it seems Rashi also held like that. So ein mashkin v'shoif temes amet boris is not true. Is not true that there's an iser hashko. The milsa gavucha the tana davale l'ruye bebehemis mima teres mi yisure. So that's what he should tell us. Mashkin is not telling us iser v'heto v'yim. No ketulchi belishne the mashkin ein milsa chadeti b'derech eretz shim sirche the mashkin shetay noiche lahavshita it should be easy to separate it, to skin it. Shunitvak yoyse midai bebosom. So the Iker is, he wants to tell us an Eitzah Toive Mashkin, that when you shecht, you should always be Mashkin. But he's telling us, by Midbori, since you can't shecht, so Mamele, there's no purpose to be Mashkin then. We are Daf Mem Amid Aleph, Tana Rabbonon, we had learned in the Mishneh, that one is not permitted to shecht midborios, that is behemoths which are not domesticated, which are out in the pasturing, they're mukte, avo shechtenes abayosos, but the domesticated animals which normally are oimed to be geshochten, so these are not mukte. Tana rabbonah. Elohein midborios ve'elohein bayosos. So, which falls into the category of midborios, and which falls into the category of bayosos? Midborios kol sheyotzos bePesach ve'royos ba'afon. Midborios are those who leave Pesach time and they pasture ba'afon. That's a place where it's aimed to. They pasture there. There's this lush pasture over there. V'nechnosos b'rviyo rishonim. And they come in around Macheshvan time. So these animals are conveniently not around Yontif time. They leave before Pesach and they come back Macheshvan. So they're not oimed to be geshochten. They're oimed in these times to fatten up. So memele, if it occurred that they came in by a Yontif, so they're mukze. Ve'elohein bayosleis, domesticated animals are kosher yoytzeis ve'royeis chutz l'tchum. They leave each day, they leave the tchum. Avois v'lonis b'soich ha'tchum. They come back each night. So these animals are domesticated animals which are aimed to be eaten. So these one can shecht on yotzeh. Rabbi Omer elu ve'elu bayosleis saying, no, these two categories fall into the category of bayosleis. Since they were oimed to be eaten this year, so that's called bayosis. Elo eilahein midboriyos kol sheyotzos veroyos ba'afo, that they left and they pasturing, ve'nechnosis liyishuv loy bimois achama v'loy bimois akshama. That means they were sent out for a complete year or more to pasture, so those animals were not oimed to be eaten this year, so those animals are mukta. So we hear our machlokes, the chachamim and Rebbe, which ones fall into the category of mukze. So the Gemara asks, so me islay le Rebbe mukze, Rebbe hold that there's such an inyan of mukze, bo boy minei Rab Shimon bar Rebbe me Rebbe. Rab Shimon bar Rebbe asked a shayla from Rebbe,
Patzilei Tamra le Rab Shimon Mahu. He asked the Shaila, according to Rab Shimon, what is the din by Patzilei Tamra? We'll soon see in Rashi exactly what this means. But he asked him, is this Muktzah or not? Omar loy ein Muktzah le Rab Shimon ela Gregres Utsmukim Bilvad. That the whole Muktzah, according to Rab Shimon, is Gregres Utsmukim. These are grapes which were brought up to dry, figs which were brought up to dry. But that's the only muktzah. Patzilei Tamra is not muktzah. So the Gemara understood that he asked the Mashailo, what is the din according to Rab Shimon? And he answered him that according to Rab Shimon, only Gregres Etzmukim are muktzah, and these are not muktzah. So it would seem that the Rebbe holds like Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon, his son, asked him, what does Rab Shimon hold? So it seems Rebbe holds like Rab Shimon. And he answered him, according to Rab Shimon, only Gregres Utsmukim are Mukta. So if Rebbe holds like Rab Shimon, so how could Rebbe say over here that there's a Mukta of Midborias? The whole lumdus of Rab Shimon is Rab Shimon holds that a person... The way Rashi said on the base on Medalef, Rashi said, Rab Shimon holds, Le'makzi inish midaiti midi dechazile. Anything that possibly can be used on Yontif, so that falls into the category of minamucha. So Memela, how could here Rebbe say that midboriya is amukze? That's the Gemara's kash. Now let us see Rashi exactly what is patzilei tamro. So the other Rashi. But they could go in. They're not aiming to go in, but they could go in.
But they don't go into the Yishin.
No, it's something that could. That's the whole lumdus of Muktzah. Something that is possible. It's not aiming. It's not aiming to come in, but it could come in. Mishum, let us see what Rashi says. V'nichnosos liyishu b'rviye b'marcheshvin. Patzilei Tamra. Now Rashi says, Pshat Patzilei Tamra, Tmorim she'ein mizbashlois be'ilon lo'ilom. These are tmorim, which if they'll stay on the tree, the dates they'll be on the tree, they'll never get right. So they're inferior tmorim. So what do you do? V'goydra noisam, so you harvest them, you cut them off, me'ilon. V'oisin lehem choslois, you make baskets, hen kli kapes tmorim. These are baskets made out of the leaves of tamarim. The coins in oisam l'soicham, and you put them in these baskets, and mizbashleis, and in these baskets, more or less, they ripen. So the shayla is, mal lechel mehem biyontiv. The shayla was, can one eat them in yontiv? So let us understand what the shayla was. The shayla was, Rashi in Shabbos explains, that we're speaking about when they were put into the baskets, they were not ripe and they were not edible. And the shaila was, if they're in the baskets a few days and now it's Shabbos or Yontif, can you eat them? Lechel mehem, Sarashi and Shabbos says, lechel mehem koidim bishulam. Can you eat from these dates? They're still not ripe. They're perhaps a little better, they're more tastier. But we're speaking about peiros which are chazi veloy chazi. That means they're edible, but they didn't reach their peak of ripeness. So the shaila was, can he eat? That's how Rashi explains in Shabbos. So the shaila was, can he eat this in Shabbos? That was the shaila. And mal of yontiv rahir Rashi says shaila in yontiv mal lechel behen biyontiv. Can you eat them in yontiv? So that means, so what is the shayla? So let's explain the shayla. So the shayla was, even though it's not fully edible, but do we say that he has a das to eat it? It's not fully edible, but it's edible. It's not eitzim vavonim, it's edible. So memele, so this is also called min hamucham. Or maybe not, or maybe since it's not, it's aimed to become better. So this is not so. He didn't have intention to eat it in Yontem. He's waiting till it'll taste much better. So was he makse daitoy minei, or wasn't he makse daitoy minei? That was the shayla. Om aloy, so he told him, ein mukse l'rab shimin, elo greigris utzmukim bilvad. only Greigeres Utsmukim. That's Mukze, but this is not Mukze. Ela Greigeres Utsmukim, so what is the difference? Shehaim mitchilo. Now we have to understand one thing. This Greigeres Utsmukim that we are speaking about, the Chazanish explained, we're speaking about in Yom Tov, they're the same unedible like these Patsile Tamra. That means they're the same, they're Chazi Veloi Chazi. But there, Rab Shimon holds that is Mukze. Groigres et Smukim. And Patsile Tamra are not Mukze. So what is the difference? Now we have to draw a fine line. So this is Mukze and this is not Mukze. Ela Begroigres et Smukim. So Rashi says, Shehem mitchila ru'uyin la'achila. Now these Groigres et Smukim were completely edible before. Now he went and took an edible, he had a grape. Now this grape is edible. He went and took these grapes and put it up on the roof to dry out to become a raisin. So what was his kavon over here? So that means he had something that was edible now, but he decided since it could become a raisin, which is much more choshev, so he's putting it away that it should become a davar choshev. That was the whole reason he put it away. He didn't put it away to make it edible. It was edible from before already. He put it away that it should become a davar choshev. Now, if a person has an intent of a davar choshev, so he's maksadaita. So what, did he have any havamina to eat it now when it's partially edible als raisin? He's a meshugin there. The whole reason he put it away, he could have eaten also grape. The whole reason he put it away, because he wants that it should become a raisin, should become a davar choshev. That was the whole reason. So there he had no intentions whatsoever to eat it. This Patsile Tamra, he isn't looking for something choshev. He'll never be choshev. It's an inferior day to begin with. No, there's dargis. It's unedible. It started ripening up a little bit. It's a little bit more edible. If we'll wait another few days, it'll become a little bit more edible. So the shaila is, but since he never expected that this should become a davar choshev, we're not speaking about a davar choshev over here. He wants it should be more edible. So in more edible, in less edible, there, Rebbe said, there there's no mukse. There is no mukse, because since it is edible now, more or less, so he had a havamina, he might eat it in Yom Tov. Something that was put away, that was edible to begin with, and it was put away to become a davar choshev. So you see his intent, he doesn't want something edible. He wants a davar choshev. If he wants a davar choshev, some mele in Yom Tov, if it's not choshev, he has no intentions whatsoever of eating this. So this is mukze. That's what Rashi says. Ela begreigres etzmukim shehein mitchila ruuyin lachila. In the beginning they were edible already. He went and did a pula to show he's not interested in eating something edible. But he was doichedem liyavshom. Vishuv eina ruuyim, then they'll only become roi to atche yivshu. Here we don't see from his actions that he doesn't want to eat it. That would he put it into this basket. That shows he doesn't want to eat it. Fakel, he's putting it in the basket to show that fakel, he wants it to get more edible. But someone can eat it in this matzav also. Oh, period. So, that was Rabbi Shtikta. Rabbi said the whole Rab Shimon is only by Groigus of Smukim. But over here by Patsili Tamra, which was no Dechia Biyodayim, Fakelt, he didn't show he does not want to eat it. Fakelt, he only showed that he wants to eat it. He's putting it in that it tastes better. So there was no Dechia Biyodayim. Kasal Kedaitech Midaporish Lai Milse de Rab Shimon. Since Rabbi explained Shitas Rab Shimon, Alma Ke Rab Shimon Tzvirelei. So if he holds like Rab Shimon, so Memelem, Midboriyoy should not be mukse. Midboriyoy should not be mukse. That was the Gemara's kasha. So Memele, so we're asking a stira in Rab Shimon. So the Gemara says, on this kasha, it's vitalutza. Iboy yiseima hochinami ki groigres etzmukim domi. Fakel, midboriyoy is alak groigres etzmukim. Why? Because he had an animal who was not fat, was edible. He took this animal and he sent it away to pasture so he could check it out. Why are you sending it away for a year? So the whole reason he's sending it away, because he doesn't want to eat that animal that's edible. He wants prime meat. So he wants it to fatten up. So Memele sending away to the Midbar, to pasture, this is Dochi B'Yadayim. So this is no stira in Rabbi. Rabbi Taka holds like Rabbi Shimon. Batzile Tamr is no Tachia whatsoever. He didn't show any action that he wants it to eat it in the prime state. He just put it in, it should taste a little better. But if the occasional come up, he might come and eat it in Yom Tov also. But by sending away Midbarius, we show that he wants to eat it in its best state. So there was a Tchiyah B'Yadayim, so Kol's man, it didn't reach that matzav, so he had no intentions of eating it. That's the first teretz. V'boy Yisayim, I'll tell you a second teretz. L'dvorav d'Rab Shimon koma, v'lei lo svirer lei. That means the whole thing is a false assumption. He asked him what does Rab Shimon hold. So he told him what Rab Shimon holds. Rabbi personally is chalik on Rab Shimon. So therefore Rabbi holds that Midbori is a mukse. That's the second teretz.
Even he explains why he doesn't
know. Yeah, just like what Rab Shimon holds. He asked him what does Rab Shimon holds. He told him what Rab Shimon holds. V'boi Yisayim l'dvorav d'Rab Shimon koma v'lei lo svirer. The shaila was, what does Rab Shimon hold? V'boi Yisayim l'divreim d'Rabbanan koma lo. And I'll tell you a third teretz. He holds like Rab Shimon. And he holds that Midborius are also not mukse. But so what is he differentiating? He said, there's a difference if it comes back in Machezrin, if it comes back if it'll be out a whole year. He is timing on the shitas of the Rabbonim. Lidi, the ein muktzah. I hold Bechlau, there's no muktzah. That means that anything that's chazi is daite yalava, anything that's edible, he has intentions, he might come and eat it. So, Mr. Mamel, according to me, there's no such thing of midboris. Ela lidi tchu, you differentiate. You hold this a din muktzah. Fine. I appreciate your shita. No, oidele mi es heiche de yoytus veroyes bepesach, venich nosis bevire shoyne, de bayosis same. But if it'll, according to you, if they're gonna come back in Macheshvan in this time, so they weren't sent away for a year's time, they were sent away for a certain amount of time, so that already falls into the category of bayosis. Omre le rabbonon, loy midbori is saying. No, the rabbonon said no, we hold these are midboris. Let us see Rashi. Boy, you say Mahani Midbori Shenichnosis Liyishav Klal Kegregus Vetsmukim Domi Shemakta Oisa Me Etzloi Biyadayim. Here you have something which was edible to begin with, and he sent it away. So you see, he wants prime meat. So this person has no intentions of eating it on Yom Tov before it reached its prime. Mi boy, you say Me Mukta L'Rab Shimon Komalei Avodi Didi Yesh Mukta. He's just telling them, according to you, you should alkapon and be made that if they come back by Mount Cheshvan, these are bayosis. Let us see Taisvis. Patsile Tamra Perish Akuntaris Tmorim She'enom Mizbashlim Be'ilom Lo'ilom. These are tmorim which will never become ripe. The Gaidran Oisim in a Dekel, they take them off the deck of Oisimlem. Chayslois, you make baskets, v'kainsin l'soicham, you put them in a mizbashlois. Me boile Rab Shimon, so the Gemara klar l'shaila, according to Rab Shimon, ma'alechu mehem b'yontif. That's how Rashi said pshat. V'loi mihira, the patzile tamre loi mashma hochi. First of all, it's not mashma, that's a type of patzile tamre. Why? What? Because patzile, we'll see, Taisu says in Masech the Shabbos, patzile is a loshen. It means an oruch of petza, a wound. Patzilei tamra are tmorim which were battered up, which were cut up, which were banged up in pieces. That's the tights, that's the samameila. The way Rashi says, it doesn't fit into the word patzilei tamra. Samameila, Rashi says something else, will never get right. But the word patzilei does not describe this matzah. Ella perusha. So Taisa says a different shot. Bahave tage tamra. These are hard, unripe tamarim. She soifon liyois nigmarim umesukin yofe yofe. These are hard tamarim, which at the present time are not ripe, at the present time are not too edible, but eventually they'll become very good. They'll taste very good. Vadayin loy nizbashlu, at the present time they didn't become ripe yet, So what do you do with them? You see, somehow they got off the tree. So upoitzin oisam. So you wound them, you batter them up, you cut them up. Achas l'shnayim b'saken. Umalin oisam legag liyavsham. And you bring it up to the gag liyavsham. Now, in Yisod, there's a machlo. Tosfos explains over here that these peiros will be very good. Tosfos is marech. These peiros will soften li'as nigborim u'mesukin yofe yofe. It seems that this is a chelik of the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos held that in the case of Rashi, we are speaking of inferior peiros to begin with, that they'll never end up being good peiros. The shaila is, you can make it a little better. So Tosfos held, in such a case, it's sicher not mukse. Why should this person be makseh? If when it'll be good, it'll be grade B peiros. So now if it's grade C, so what is it? So he won't eat it? The whole shaila could be something that eventually could be grade A peiros. It could be mesukim yofe yofe. So now there's a svara to say, if it could be yofe yofe, some emelis, it could be, he won't eat it now. Why should he eat it now, and it'll only be in a matzav of grade B, it'll wait, so therefore in yontav, when it's a matzav of grade B, he won't eat it. There's a svara of mukse. But in the case of Rashi, that is inferior to begin with, some emelis, so the shail is, if it eat it in C or B, what's the chilik? You can't expect a great enjoyment side from it. Some hechetesha should be mukse. That is why Tosfos in Lomdis is chaylik am Rashi. Well, so what did the Gemara say? So now the Gemara differentiated between groigris etzmukim and patzilei tamre. They have a groigris etzmukim d'loy dechinu b'yadayim d'loy hoya ruyin ma'olam. So that's what the Gemara was machadish. The Gemara says, if a person had a good fruit to begin with, and he was matrid, so that shows he wants to eat a food in its prime stage. That means he had a food to begin with, so by being matrid, that shows he wants something better. He doesn't want samazay a good fruit. So then that's called muktzah. So he wants something better, so after all the bother, he's going to go and eat it now. He brought it up to the roof. He wants to end up with raisins, so he's going to eat it up an inferior raisin. He'll wait a few days, and he'll have a terrific raisin. That's called muktzah. Masha'en came over here, patzile tamra, lemaise, he started off with a bad fruit. Good, he wants to make it good. So here the Gemara says, according to Rav Shimon, since we don't see how strong his intent was to eat a good fruit, because he wasn't matrid by yadayim, so here, according to Rav Shimon, it will not be mukta. Hadron Allah Meshil and Paris, a sleekim Mesechus Beya, Hadron Allah Meshil and Paris, a sleekim Mesechus Beya, Hadron Allah Meshil and Paris, a sleekim Mesechus Beya. Hadron Allah Mesechus Beya, Bahadra Halon Dayton, Allah Mesechus Beya, Bedaita Halon, Lenis Nashim Minoch, Mesechus Beya, Lysis Nashim Minon, Leba Alma, Hodein, Leba Alma Dossi. Hadron Allah Mesechus Beya, Bahadra Halon. Daton aloch meseches beye, vedatoch alon. Lenis nashi minoch meseches beye, lenis nashi minon le baalma odem, le baalma dosi. Hadron aloch meseches beye, vahadroch alon. Daiton aloch meseches beye, vedaitoch alon. Lenis nashi minoch meseches beye, lenis nashi minon le baalma odem, le baalma dosi. Yerotzi mulponech adin lohinu bei viseinu. Shetehei seroscho umenoseinu boilam azeh. Sehei imonu lo'ilam habo. Chanina bar popa, Romi bar popa, Nachman bar popa, Achoi bar popa, Abamori bar popa, Rafram bar popa, Rochish bar popa, Sucha bar popa, Ada bar popa, Doru bar popa. Harev no, Adino, Yeloheinu, Estivrei Seirosecho befinu, Ubefiois amecho beisiso, Benia kulonu anachnu, Betzetzoeinu, Betzetzoe amecho beisiso, Kulonu yoidei shemecho, Voloimidei Seirosecho lishmo. The Oivai Techakimeni mitzvaysech kleilum hili libi samim bechukechelman leevish, leilum leeshkach pikodech kibamchi yisoni bo chato adinoi lamedeni chukecho, omein, omein, omein selobet. Moidim anachno lefonecho adinoi yeloheinu leevishenu, ששמתו חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרוש ולא שמתו חלקנו מיושבי קרונס. שאנו משכימים והם משכימים, אנו משכימים לדברי תוירו והם משכימים לדבורים בתלם. אנו המילים והם המילים, אנו המילים המקבלים סוכל והם המילים אינם מקבלים סוכל. אנו רוצים והם רוצים, אנו רוצים לחיו למבוא והם רוצים לבר שחס, שנמה ועקל אם תרידים לבר שחס, אנשי דומים ממילמו, ויחצי מן בני אבטח בוך. ירוצים לפונך אדינוי אלוהי, כשם שעזרתני, לסיים את אפס ביה, כן תעזרני להסחיל מסכתס וספורים אחרים ולסיימו. ללמוד וללמד, לשמר ולעסס ולקיים את כל דברי סלמות הרסך ביעבו. וסחוס כל התנועים והמירועים וסלמידי חכמים ימד לי לזרי, שלסומו שהתוירה מפי ומפי זרי וזרע זרי עד אילום. שיסקיים בי ביסלכך תנך איסוך בשוך בך תשמר עולך וקיצוי סהי סיסיכך כי בי ירבו ימך ויסיפו לך שני סחיים אירך יומים בימינה בשמאלו אישה וחובד אדוני איז למיתן אדוני יבואיך אס עמוי ושולם יסקדל ויסקדש שמי רבו יולמוד יוסיד לסחדוסו לחיו מיסיו לעסוקו יוסן לחיי יולמום, למבני קלטו דירושלי, מלשחלו לו היכלי בגבו, למקל פלחונו נכו מנערו, לעסובו פלחונו דשמיו ליעשרים, וים לחוד שבריחו במלכוסי ויקורי, ויצמח פלקוני ויקורי משיחי. וחיי חוינו ויימי חוינו, וחיי דכל בייס ישראל, בגולו בזמן קוריב ובאמרו אמן יהי שמי רבו מבורך לעולם ולעמי ולמיום יסבורך וישתבח ויספאר וישרימן ויסנסה ויסעדו ויסעלה ויסעלו שמי דקודשו בריחו לילו מן כל בלחסו ושירוסו תושבחסו ונחמוסו באמירון ביולמו ואמרו אמן. על ישראל ויער הבנון ועל תלמידי הון ועל כל תלמידי סלמידי הון ועל קומנדי עוסקים בירה יסוד ויעשרו הדין ודיבחו לסר וסר. ילו הינו לחיין שלום ורבו חינו וחיסדו ורחמן וחיין עריכין וזיין הרוויחי וקודם מקדום אבוין ושמיו ואמרו אמן. יש לו מרבו מן שמיו וחיים טובים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן. עושה שלום במרימו וברחמו ויעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן. First, I'd like to give a shevach ויידויית ורבינו של עולם. That was zeiched to learn and to be Messiah, Mesech Tesbeye, Baruch Shechayonu, Vekimonu, Vegiyonu, Lazman Hazeh. This is the seventh Siyam of the Omid Yoimi. Rabbeinu Shalom, I think it's seven. If it's eight, it's Golgot. Al Kaponim, the Ebishas Al Helfen, that we should be zeiched to learn and be Messiah, all the Mesech Tes. Ad, to be zeiched to be Messiah, Shas, Ve'ezer Hashem. All together. There's a besondere cheshivis of a siyum. I once saw Nitti Gavril, he brings down in a note that the Samach Mem, Sorei Shel Esav, he speak about him in this week's parsha of Ayishlach. So he says, Rosh Teivis, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, is siyum mesechta ein lasis. That means the Samach Mem, you can understand, you learn a few dafim, a sugya here, a sugya there, a dover sholem, that ain't lasseis, that bothers them tremendously. We have in this week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu was sholem b'teirosei. It's a besondere inyan to learn a dover sholem, a mesechta shleima. Rashi says another pshat by Yaakov Avinu shloi nishkach mimenu is teire. Ben Shalom should help us. We should be zeiche not to forget that we had learned. Shloi Mamelech in Mishlei says Ra ra yoimar hakoine v'oizoloi oz yishalo. The Goyim says two pshatim in this pasuk. One pshat, the Goyim says, Ra ra yoimar hakoine be'eis shekoinim toire ba'olam hazeh. When one is koine toire on this world, Ra ra yoimar hakoine. So this koine says it's very difficult. Ki yigi osoi rav. It involves a tremendous amount of yigiyah. We see the Gemara says in Masechtas Baba Basra, Kol yemei oni roim, ze bal Gemara, v'toiv leiv mishte tomid, ze bal mishne. Rabbeinu Gershom says, a person who's oisik b'Gemara, so the whole day he has kashas and terutzim, and this is difficult to understand, and this is difficult to understand. So kol yemei oni, every day of an oni is roim, it's difficult. That's the Rara Yomer HaKoine when one learns Gemara and Rashi and Tosfos. We try to understand it, so everything is full of kashas and difficulties. The Toiv Leiv Mishte Tomid, that's a Baal Mishneh. So the Bnei Gershom says, U Baal Mishneh Einoi Tereyach, She'ein Bo Kushis. You learn Mishnayis, you have a Mishneh Mubo Eres Nochoyche Dotsu, so you know the Teichwerter. So Mimele, you learn a Mishnah, there's no kashis, everything, it's poshut. We don't go into depth, and that's Mishnah Tommy. You make a siyumim a lot much faster, because it goes much easier. That's the Toiv Leiv Mishnah Tommy. The Goyim continues, besides the Yigiyah that one has when one is Koine Teire, so the Goyim says, V'tzaroi Godel, but he has a lot of difficulties. Behis gabroi al yitzroi, because in order to learn, in order to be kind of teire, he has to have a mulchome with his yitzer hore. The mulchome in Kovitz Mamorim brings down from the Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim says, the yitzer hore doesn't bother if a person will fast the whole day. The Yetzer Hara doesn't bother if a person will cry a whole day, if he'll daven the whole day. Abi nish selelnen. Everything else he'll give in to. Abi he's not learning. And the Chofetz Chaim said, that is pshat in this week's Sedra, he says, Vayeovek ish imoy. The ish was saroi shel Esav. So why did he wait till Yaakov Avinu to fight with him? So the Chofetz Chaim said, the chesed of Avram Avinu, he could be soivul. The avoida of Yitzchak, he could also be soivul. Don't have to go into frontal attack with him. I'll take it. Not too bad. But Yaakov Avinu, the ishtam yoishay vayholim, that came back sholim b'teirosay, that he couldn't take b'shemoifin. So therefore, v'yeyoveik ish imoy. The Ramchal says in Derech Eitz Chaim, Tovin v'teida limo teiraseinu hu lahasamach mem sam hamobis. That if we want to really understand why the Yetzer Hara is so much against teira, because this is the sam hamobis against the samach mem. So Memelis of the Goyin says, v'tzaroi godol b'izgabroi al yitzroi. All of you mustamin know all the difficulties that one has. So one wants to come to the shir, either he's stuck in traffic, or he is this thing, and then a tilde. And then the next day we have another yetzaras. I'm not in the sugya saivis, I'll start in the middle, so I'll get lo saivis. So I might as well do some other things also. The yetzahore has a besondere koyach hamulchome keneged kinyan teire. That's what the Goyim says, v'tzaroi godol behiz gabroi al yitzroi. So therefore, ra ra yoimer akoine, when a person is kind of teire, it goes with difficulties. But Shlaim HaMelech ends off, v'oizeloi, oz yishalo. So the Goyim says, avol k'sho'oizel v'hoilech lebeis olome. But when a person goes to beis olome, oz yishalo, then he praises himself, then he's besimche, that he had these difficulties. It's not a bed of roses. It involves difficulties. And then he'll truly appreciate all the, and they'll see that it was worth every minute of difficulties to that to be kinda what he was kinda. Perhaps an Indian of a Sudasim is a prina of Zeranpin of Oizeloi Ozis Halal, says man of Hilu and Hido and Shevach, that we was Eiche Baruch Hashem to end another Mesechta. From the Yesaidis of Mesechta's Beye, we have the Gemara Daf Beizam et Beiz Vahoyo Bayoyma Shishi Veichinu Es Asher Yaviyu Choyl Meichin L'Shabbos. That a Yom Choyl, that can be Meichin L'Shabbos. Perhaps we can learn something besides the Etzem Halacha, what the Gemara is telling us. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Habo. And if we want to be Zoyche, to be Nizin in Olam Habo, so it's Choyl Meichin L'Shabbos, that the Yimei Ha'olam Hazeh, these days are the Hachone for Olam Habo. There's a Meiridike Chesed Lavrom. The Chesed Lavrom was the grandfather of the Chidah. The Chesed Lavrom writes as follows. Gam Mozain HaNefesh, the Mozain, the sustenance that the Nefesh will live on in Olam Habo, he had Torah. The Nefesh will live on the Torah it had learned. She'im ba'olam hazeh lo yasei ka'odam b'teire, if a person on this world will not learn teire, lo yesh lo mozayn ba'olam ha'neshamas. So in the olam ha'neshamas there's nothing what to eat. Afilu yesh b'yodo malbush, afilu the nefesh and the neshama will have labushim, will have beautiful clothing that comes from the mitzvahs. There'll be beautiful ma'bushim, but it'll be hungry. So the Chesed Lavrom says, this is the sod of the posik by the mon. It says, Vayetzu ha'om v'loktu dvar yoim b'yoimoy. So the Chesed Lavrom says, the posik is telling us as follows. Lohaydiyacho sheyesh yoim ba'olam hazeh. There's a yoim on this world. Uba'olam abo, and there's opposite mechuvin keneged the yoim of olam hazeh. There's a yoim in olam habo. Umasha oisik adam ba'olam hazeh b'yoim echad. But a person learns Torah on this world in one day. Kenegdoi lemailo. Yesh yoim gadol ruchni. Opposite this day, mechuvin keneged this day, there's a tremendous yoim gadol. This is a tremendous day, she'ein loy soif. This day is a netzachtike day. It's forever. V'chol ha'toyre she'oisi ka'odam ba'olam hazeh, yoim katan emugbol. Whatever Torah a person learns each day, which is a small day, which is a minute day, is ba'olam ha'neshamis oile la'ein soif. Or ba'olam ha'neshamis, it will become a davar nitzri. V'zehu divar yoim. The divrei Torah that one learns in this world, ba'olam hazeh, hoilech itoi, so that could be, that is merumis, what we had in the beginning of Beye, that Yom Chol is Meichin L'Shabbos. Chol Meichin L'Shabbos, to be Zoyche to the Shabbos, which is Me'ein Olam Abo, we need a Hachone, מיום חול מי שתורח ערב שבת ויוכל בשבת. The Goyin says another pshat in this pasuk. Ra ra yomer hakoine. The first pshat was telling us the difficulties one encounters, and one shouldn't be in the spoil from all these difficulties. It's worth it. But then the Goyin tells us another perish in the pasuk, and perhaps this is an eitzah of Shlomo HaMelech how to overcome the difficulties. Ra ra yoymar hakoine. Ha'oisik b'toire u'mitzvahs, a person who's oisik b'toire u'mitzvahs, ha'koil ma'at v'roim b'einav, and he looks back, how much did I learn today? How much did I accomplish today? She shouldn't pat himself on his back and say, moiridik, gewaldik, and look and point at others, they didn't learn half as much as I did. No, that's not the Torah perspective. No, hakol ma'at v'roim be'enov. Whatever he did till now should be minute and inferior. B'chdei, and if we'll have such an outlook, she'yizgaber l'ilmoid oid yoysev. So that will give him the motivation that he should learn much better. If he looks back, he doesn't have too much to lean on. So then he sees the main achshav emosai, so the mela, so therefore he'll start learning with more cheshek and more energy. Ra ra klima ein ze klum umuatu. This is minute. Atche koivet zu boicha lasi steiv harbe. So therefore this motivates him to learn much, much more. V'acher kach, k'she'oizel lebeis eilomoi, oz yishalo. So the Rabbi Nishlom should help us. We should be mekayim take this ra-ra, yoymer ha-koine. We should all be zoiche to the v'oizeloi, oz yishalo.